Well, praise. Amen. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. We want to thank you, Jesus, for another awesome day right here in the beautiful city of Cleveland, Ohio. Yes. We have none other in the studio, my main man, Dr. Robert Akins. How you doing,
praise
sir?
Praise God, Apostle. I'm great. It's cold out there, but we got to just wrap up. Hey, Sunday was crazy. It was below zero and all those temperatures. Apostle, we had a full house. The people of God bundled up. They came out, and I'm just amazed, man. Shout out to all our young people. I call them our young Turks. Ages 21 to 32, they packed the house. They said they had to come get a word. Part 5 of the summer series, That's Love, and we're just super excited about it. Hey, big announcement. This Sunday, all roads lead to True Light Church. We're celebrating 61 years of church ministry. I get it out, church ministry. I'm not that old. People keep asking me, did my father start the church or something like that? The Reverend Dr. William Harris came out of Mount Sinai Baptist Church in 1954 and started a movement called True Light Church. And 61 years later, this will be my 14th year at the church, so we're excited. 61 and beyond, Mission Forward is our theme. You got to come out and check us out. Youth Minister, Minister Marcus Coleman Sr. from New Spirit Revival Center. Shout out to his pastors, Dr. Durrell and Blenda Scott, and the New Spirit Revival Center family will be in the house. Our guest speaker, Minister Marcus Coleman Sr., from the family New Spirit Revival Center. We're excited about that. He is also the host of the Baddest Morning Show this side of the Mississippi, the NIV Morning Show, Monday through Fridays on Radio 1000, the praisingest station in the nation. Check him out, but come out and see him live, Church and Hip Hop Crew. He's in that category. He's one of those young Turks. He's going to turn it out. Apostle, he preached a sermon called Turn the Page last time.
Right.
And we taped him. Many young people went nuts. He said, turn the page. He's an entrepreneur like Apostle. Apostle James, I believe, is one of the most anointed wisdom, Holy Ghost, understanding, knowledge field, entrepreneurs, Christian men that I've met in my life. Shout out to him and Minister Marcus. We're talking about entrepreneurship on Church and Hip Hop. Deacon Juwan will be in the studio. He's the owner of TTB Remodeling and Home Renovations. Carlos Larkin will be in the house. He's the owner of the Larkin at 68th and Superior on Russell. You see him with the Batman t-shirt on. They're going to be in the studio. They're making their way. I'm going to hold it down till they get here. Shout out to Jazz, my spiritual daughter. We had so many calls, Texas. They said we did a Jay-Z and Beyonce, a dynamic duel, Peaches and Herb and all that good stuff. Kanye and Kim K, me and Jazz. Shout out to my spiritual daughter, Jasmine Harris. I'm so proud of her. She is an entrepreneur.
Yes, she is. Yes,
you know, we're talking about entrepreneurship. Let's talk about Jazz, man. She's awesome. I know she's trying to watch. She's got a big meeting at 7. She might not be able to, but I want her to do her thing. But her friends, her family's watching. Her mom's watching the show. So shout out to Algie, and we're praying for your help. What about Jazz? She's an awesome entrepreneur.
Yeah, you know, Jazz is unique in the sense that she's hungry.
Hungry.
And that hungry just brings out persistence.
Yeah.
It brings out the tenacity that you need to go into business. See, people can say, I want to go into business.
They say it all the time.
But it takes that hunger, that tenacity, that focus to make it happen.
Yeah,
and what I like about Jazz is as she's in business, she said last week she's learning.
She's learning. She's a student.
She's a student.
I like that about
business.
Her. She's learning.
Yeah, she's learning.
She even told me she learned from you when she said she hit you up for business opportunities and using that word. But Jazz is like a sponge.
Right.
If you notice, she'll learn from apostles. She'll learn from pastors.
Right.
She'll learn from, and that's what makes her, I think, so, I think that's what makes her bright. And I'm going on record and say that. That's what makes Jazz bright.
Yes.
Her brightness. You know, she is just awesome as far as her entrepreneurship. Here is an entrepreneur. I just blew him up. Deacon Juwan Ross, ordained deacon from the streets to the dyke in it. And then he started his own business, TTB or TTC?
TTB.
TTB Home Remodeling. And the apostles said you got to do some work for him. We're talking about Jazz, though. Before you get to you, wanted to blow Jazz up, talking about how she's got that go-getter mentality, what she's doing with her entrepreneurship, with her high-level multi-marketing. I hope I'm saying it right, Apostle. Remember, she said she couldn't divulge a lot of
it.
She's
in a multi-level marketing
multi-level
business,
marketing.
Which, you know, obviously have proven itself over the years to be a viable business.
Okay.
It went through the hard stages of people people calling it pyramid.
Pyramid, that's
But word. But now if you really look at pyramid, if you work for AT&T, if you work for Sprint, if you work for Ford Motor,
okay,
if you work for any corporate America,
okay,
you got the CEO at the top.
That's right. Okay.
Then you got upper management.
That's right.
Then you got middle management.
Middle management.
And then you got lower management. And then you got the rest of it.
You got the worker bees.
The worker bees. And if you look at the pay schedule, you'll see that the CEO is making all the money.
Not the worker bees.
Not the worker bees who's making the product or the services
right
that the consumers supply. So,
wow.
And what Jazz is doing, you know, and which is really business is ordained by God, because
mm-hmm,
back in the day we were an agricultural society.
Right.
You had a farm,
right,
or you had
right
cattle,
yeah,
or you had a craft,
right,
or
right,
something
right
that you exchanged for
right
money.
Exactly.
You know,
right,
you didn't really, you know, if you was working for somebody back in the day, either you was a slave.
Okay, that's true.
You know,
oh, right,
and you weren't getting anything.
Right.
But today, you know, what God wants us to do
right
is to, and this is how I look at the church.
Right.
We got pastors like
right
Pastor Aiken.
Okay.
He's giving us spiritual things.
Right.
So that we can go out there and apply those spiritual things in this carnal world
right,
so that we're able to go out there and make money,
okay, yeah,
bring it back
yeah
to the storehouse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do our tithes
yeah
and offerings and build our church.
Yeah. Build our church.
You know, build
yeah
our church and then go back out again, you know, get refreshed, get
support
renewed, and support the kingdom that way. And I think that's a great thing about entrepreneurs.
Yeah, it is. You know,
you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah. You know,
plug your business. Plug your business first.
It's TTB Home Improvement. I've been in business now for myself for 11 years.
Okay.
I've been doing home remodeling since the age of 13. I learned
wow
from my uncle,
okay,
Larry.
Right.
And I went to school in 07 to become a certified electrician.
Right.
Okay.
Made my mind up that I didn't want to work for nobody. I never wanted
right
to work
right
for nobody.
What's that, man?
And
yes,
this is two young entrepreneurs, Apostle.
Right.
We're talking about your life. You may take his business to launch and about to go to the next level.
Right.
You
yeah
take that thing up like Diddy did it, Jay Z did
we're
it.
We're going to do it bigger than Dicky, though.
I like y'all Diddy and Jay Z.
We're
going to
do it bigger than them. They don't even know what's about to happen now with the market, man.
Entrepreneurs. No, so how you good day? You back, baby?
Yeah, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Good, good. So, you know, with that dramatic entrance.
Yeah.
TTB. Yeah, it's named after my kids, Taiwan, Tavion, and Brianna.
Okay.
TTB.
And it is a construction business?
Yeah, it's a home improvement business.
Right.
I mainly do residential.
Right.
I have done
okay
commercial, but I try
okay
to step away from the commercial.
Right.
But I concentrate on residential. I give fair prices to everybody who wants it. I do great work. And
right
one thing about me and everybody else is that I love my craft. I'm in it for the money. But I'm not really in it for the money. I've done jobs for people and don't even charge them nothing.
Right.
You know, just to help out with my company. But like I say, I went to school in 07 to be an electrician.
Right.
Then after I graduated in 07, so I went to 06.
Okay.
So when I came out, I just started my company. First it was Wild and Ross Home Improvement. Then later on, I'm like, you know what, this for my kids. So I just
okay
named it TTB.
I like that. TTB.
You know what I'm saying? And then to me, it was like a bigger part because the Bible said, be a blessing to your children's
children.
There
you go.
Right.
We always
so,
talk about that. Be a blessing to your children's children.
Yeah, so if I build this thing, let's say 10 houses and God called me home,
mm-hmm,
$500 a month, that's a good income.
Right.
But then my oldest boy, he get up, he take it to the next level and start buying apartment buildings. Then his son may take it and start buying, being a developer.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why I put my kids on it, so God can actually bless it. Like, even when I pray, I ask God to bless my business, but do it so I can take the money back to the kingdom and help them build his kingdom as an
mm-hmm
entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't do God's work with no
like
money.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
So, man, what's been going on with you?
No, so I am
fine. I mean, your business has been having some going through some changes, I guess, from dead to you or whatever.
Yeah, man. I'm like, real, man. I'm like,
just chill. Put the mic a little closer to you. your mouth clear.
That's better.
That's better. Yeah,
yeah, man. I swear, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I've been going through a lot, man. But you know,
that's right.
I call Pastor Ace, you know,
that's right.
You know, I talk to him like, you know, they're like a father type thing. You know, they're like asking, what can I do? What can I need?
Right.
I feel like this, man. I'm in a very tough predicament right now.
Okay.
Because I was. It's like. When my father got sick, it was like it was
That's
a big
right.
burden on me. You know what I'm saying?
I was still in party mode.
I was still in young party mode.
That's right.
And, you know, that pressure hit me a little bit too hard because then I'm still worried about my father. Then I got to worry about the business.
Yeah,
and
right.
then
that's right.
anybody keep coming at me with this and with that. You got to do this, got to do that, got to do this, got to do that. But
mm-hmm.
my mind was still in party mode. But
right.
I wasn't really ready to take on that responsibility. But then when I did want to take on responsibility and when I tried to ask for the help, it's like I couldn't get the help. I had a slap in the face.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, everybody can't do that on their own. Everybody need help.
That's
what
right.
I'm saying. Like, I felt like Obama when he got the country from Cleveland.
Yeah.
You got all the benefits. You reached everything. You got the money. And then you
right,
can
right.
be like, there you go. What you
right.
going to do with it?
Right. And what
now
you going to do with it?
Now
right.
I'm trying to make a mountain out of molehill. You know what I'm saying?
Well, see, one of the things that you have going for you, as you said now, that you come out of party mode.
Right. I like that.
You understand that people like to party.
Right.
Okay. And you have to just network with people who like to party.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty of that
right.
going on.
And so,
right.
you know, you
can have, if you, okay, you can have the party, you have mentality, but
right.
if you have the people that have that, they love you, they want to kick it with you, but they don't feel comfortable in your spot. It's not that they don't want to be in there, but they will be because they're is your spot.
Right.
But
okay.
if you come in, I'd be like, come on, man. I'm a kid with you for a minute, but I ain't gonna be here too long. You know, I
right.
like you because you my dude.
Right.
But you know that. But then when I'm going back to certain sources, I'm like, dude, I need this, I need that, I need the help, da 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 da. And it's like I got a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? So like that's my
okay.
face. That's why I be saying, when I say I'm on my own, like I gotta be meaning that.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I say I'm on my own, I gotta do this on my own. So that's why I be calling. Like I say, I need help, but at the end of the day, I still wanna do it on my own.
Okay, well, we're gonna keep that thought because you don't have to do it on your own. There's always things called partners and help and things like that.
Yeah, but also the scheming and the
well, that's where you gotta have contracts.
Those are.
Hey, we got a couple of folks on the line. Let's take some
all
of
right,
calls.
I'll take you calling.
And,
all right,
let's see. Okay, caller ending in 5624. Go right ahead.
Real talk.
Go right ahead. Hello. Yes.
How you doing?
Good.
This is Delayed again. I'm just trying to keep everything going.
Deacon Dwayne, thank you for your support, man. You're always on point doing the work of the ministry. I'm proud of you, man. We're talking about entrepreneurship. Talk to the young brothers. Talk to the Church and Hip Hop about entrepreneurship.
I think that's a good way to call that way that you have control of the situation. But if you had trouble in the past because of paying for a mistake you did in the past, one thing for sure, another thing for sure, you're not going to fire yourself.
All right. That's good talk. What about these young brothers? Shouldn't they go for it? Me and you a little bit over the hill. No disrespect to our age. I'm at 50. I'm announcing my age. You don't have to announce yours. But give them some encouragement. Don't they need to go get it, man? Like Mary says, go get your blessing on our theme song on our radio broadcast. How you feel about having the eye of the tiger going to get it?
I think that's a good thing because you have to let the door for yourself. You can have it left for other brothers. It could be a domino effect.
That's right, that's right. Open up a door for the next generation. Like Deacon Juwan says, the word tells us be a blessing to our children's children. And like Philos being a blessing to his son, his dad had the business, now he's got the business, now he could take it to the next level. Deacon Dwayne, thank you, man. You're always supporting us. Tell your beautiful wife, Deaconess Jeannie, as I affectionately call her. Tell her we said hey.
Amen,
all right.
Amen.
All right, man, peace. God bless you, man.
So getting back to you, and you're right, you got to be scrupulous.
Right.
And you have to know who you're dealing with, but...
Even in family, could you do it with family?
You go to family members, you know what I'm saying, you talk to certain people, you keep them conversations between y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some of them say you kick rocks, some people tell you, I got you, but it all depends on the action that they put forth.
God,
you know what I'm saying?
God.
When I say I need your help, and you talk about, yeah, I got you, but if I got to keep calling you,
that ain't cool.
You ain't trying to help me.
And then what about the financial help? Can they help financially and not be there? Would you be looking for investors?
They talking about, and that's the thing is, when you're looking for investors, they try to hit you with the, all right, man, I'll help you with this, but then I need this back. No, man, you're not talking to no dummy, man.
Right,
you're
right.
Not talking to no young dummy.
They want
to
give you five, and they want
eight
back.
No, they can give me five, and they want 15 back. Crap like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, all
right,
that's messed up. And then I look at it like this, right? All right, you know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to do that.
That's right.
When I have somebody that put me in this position and all I need you to do is just help me one
time.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay. All I need you to do is just help me one time.
You think your dad giving you tough love, showing you how to make it, how to make this thing happen in the trenches, and then boom, is he watching you like the little birdie?
I like this. If that's what you're doing, then you're not doing it right. Because if you see your son struggling and constantly see your son falling and your son constantly asking for help.
Right.
Yeah, it comes a point in time where, come on, son,
I got you.
I'm going to help you this time.
Okay.
I got you. Like, okay. We're going to do this time now.
Okay, now you're on your own.
But okay. All I tell you is just help me one time. That's all I ask.
You just want one shot.
All I ask.
Right.
Is just do this one thing I ask you. And then, like you said, you didn't get this. Like I said, when I felt like Obama, I was dead serious.
I got you. Like when I took over True Light as pastor, I know what you're saying. Yeah, like,
hey, look what happened. Hey, we wasn't down.
Right.
But we wasn't as beautiful as we are now.
Right. No, that's right. Is your dad doing what God did to me? Is he watching you? And then you do your thing, fall. Now, at the end, when you didn't, he said, this man's serious, and I'm about to step in.
What do you think?
You don't say that.
Well,
okay. Well, we'll see.
Here, I'm trying to get the father-son generation dynamic. But this is a great topic because what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, he admitted the error of the partying.
Yes.
Okay, and how that may have affected the relationship
like
in a bit. Okay,
I
that's
like
cool.
That. I heard that.
That's called repentance.
Yes, good apostle.
But now what you have to do is search out a matter. And what I mean by that is when I started a janitorial company and it was around for about 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to learn the business, I went to some of the more successful cleaning companies.
You always talk about that.
And got me a little part-time job with those cleaning companies. So I could learn what they do and how they do it.
Oh, I've been in recon for the past 4 years.
Well, recon is that's the word.
I've been in recon for the past 4 years. Let me just be going to these places to be part of it. I've been learning a little bit.
Right,
check
it out. Yeah, there you go.
And one of the things that I did, I couldn't afford to do all the great things that I saw, but I started to implement some of the smaller things that I could afford to do.
Yeah.
And in your business, because you're in the bar business, for those who don't know that.
Right.
People don't understand that the bar business don't make money all the time.
They gotta pay out a lot of money.
Because they drink. I thought they made money all the time.
You got to have people coming in. People have to feel comfortable. People have to want to come to you.
Right.
When people want to come to you and feel comfortable, that's cool. But then when you have people... When you have the same people you've been around running the same people away.
Oh, I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm listening to you.
With the same, and there's not no reason. And that's really the point about it. People always talk about young folks this, young folks that.
Yeah, right.
It don't be young folks.
I got you.
But I can put it like this. They got so spoiled.
Right.
that when somebody trying to change something for the better,
right,
they want to keep it for the worse.
You have to evolve.
They're so stuck in the way your father is.
I'm trying to get everybody out there.
I want, like I've been trying to tell these people, what is the point y'all come down here to drink and then argue and fight? Who wants to get drunk and get mad?
I want to get drunk, talk junk
with my boys, smack my girl on the butt, and then we'll get to the house.
Right.
Come on, now, we're going to do this together. Let's do this together. Let's do it right. And we are we and we are
no,
we,
no
we,
more tabs.
No more tabs.
Right.
Right. That, yeah,
that,
no
that, that's not the point. That's not the point. What I'm saying is, if we are everybody,
yeah,
we so bad, we in this together. Let's be in this together. If you see somebody start some trash, get them out of there. Why should I have to say anything? We all, is this a crew? Get them out of there.
I got you.
Like, look here, we in crowd control. Hey, man. Hey, Juwan, man.
Get him out of there. He's about to mess up our spot.
Right. Get him out of here. Come here, we need to talk to you, man.
Right.
You're about to mess up the spot. And then, like I say, it is the older folks that's so stuck in them dirty ways, man.
The older people got tabs?
Some of them have tabs, some of them don't. I don't give them no more.
Oh,
it was, I
dad,
it was to the point.
Right.
It was to the point.
You're
going to
do what dad did.
Exactly, but I'm not dad.
You're not
and
dad.
You're not about, it's certain things, I, you know, I was seeing. You're not about to say stuff to me.
Right.
You're not about to talk to me. Like,
right.
You, I may look like Charlie.
Right.
I am not
Charlie. So how do you attract a new crowd? What about the jazz at karaoke? You said the girls like karaoke. You know,
I
said, how do you attract a new crowd?
Honestly, me, the way I feel like to attract a new crowd.
A new crowd, a whole another crowd.
You have to have a whole another section. You have to
remodel.
Different. When people come in, you have to, first of all, look and be like, oh,
this is not
you. First of all, you want them to catch their eye.
Right.
Well, bro.
Like Apostle said, the lights.
The first thing that I did.
What?
And when I start remodeling,
yeah, Madison's place.
Paint don't cost a lot of money.
Exactly.
Yeah, and paint makes
paint
yeah,
and,
a long way.
And painting,
you know that.
Painting
yeah.
goes so
it
long.
It does. It looks so
with
different.
A nice accent wall.
You have a white
and
accent
some mirrors.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Two mirrors.
It don't.
Yeah,
it don't
yeah.
Don't
that's
don't.
True, too.
Come on.
Listen.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have other things that need to get done, what's the point I'm going to paint for if I got something that's running down my wall or something like that that's
yeah.
messing up my
yeah,
like that. I got a leak here, I got a leak there. Why am I going to paint now when I need to get this fixed?
Okay, let me explain why you want to do that.
All right.
You want to start somewhere.
So
if you don't have $1,000, but you got $100,
mm-hmm.
start with the $100.
That's
amazing. See, let me tell you something about people, especially
right.
when it comes to churches or any kind of place where people gather.
All right.
If they see improvement.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, let's say, yeah. That kind of like
if
that,
they
that,
see
yeah,
improvement,
yeah,
they will
yeah.
accept
change.
They
will
learn to
accept
change
more,
and they will spend
more.
Because
we go back to
because the thing they're going to say, oh, let's just start a remodel the place. Even though you painted the entrance,
right? The entrance,
there ain't no leak,
right? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they started a model over at the Lark.
It's a subliminal.
Gotta get a buzz going, and then. The more people start buying and drinking,
right.
the more you can keep doing.
Yeah.
But you got to start somewhere.
You
one of the first
up.
Things you got to start, when I started the cleaning business, the first thing I started was with,
somewhere.
I cleaned people bathrooms.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right, right.
The bathroom had to be the most cleanest, immaculate place.
Mm-hmm.
For women to go into, even though there's some women are so nasty. They started to remodel the place.
Right.
And once you get that remodeling idea going in the head,
right.
folks
yeah.
will start to spend more.
Yeah.
Because it's just like with a church or anything else, when they see, you know, new chairs go in or new pews and new painting, you know, every year the church was set for an anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to paint and get everything ready for the
anniversary.
Church anniversary because they want to have family and friends coming in and they wanted them to see improvement. That's where you start at. That's where you start at. And you know, me being a little bit from the streets, not much. I'm sure over on 68th and Larkin, you got a couple of great crackhead painters.
Nah.
Okay. And he got professional, but
I got his back.
You got his back.
Got
right. paint,
I got him. We can paint him one day.
Paint is like
right.
key.
Yeah.
So you got to have something. You got to start somewhere.
You got to
okay.
start with painting
right.
and just cleaning. You know, painting and cleaning.
Right.
And that will change the face. And the fresh coat of paint smells so good.
Right.
And it makes everything look fresh. People start talking about you remodeling. You ain't even did no remodeling. You just
right.
started painting. And that'll start bringing people in, make it brighter. And then the girls, because women is what pops knew this, grandpops knew this.
You got to get them women.
Them old girls is what makes the bar work.
I cater to women. That's my whole thing. I had a night where, you know, I had my holiday night.
Right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? They start acting stupid. You know what I'm saying? A girl that showed me something that I ain't like, so guess what? Shut it down. Yo, my ladies don't feel comfortable.
Right.
I ain't got nothing for you dudes.
Wow.
I ain't nothing for you niggas. You dudes.
Right.
They don't got no money, no way.
Do y'all need to sit down and go over that business part of it?
Yeah, I'm gonna be all right
on the real.
I love my my daddy.
Real talk?
I love my daddy to death, man. I swear to God, I do
right.
it for my daddy, man. But
right.
you know, after that, as you grow, you
right.
start to see.
Oh, yeah.
Things.
Well, you matured.
You know, like, you just look back, and, you know, you just look at a lot of things.
Now, you know, he would be Michael Jordan, you would be LeBron. It's a different generation. Your daddy would be LeBron, you
nah,
be Mike. Your daddy would be LeBron, you'd be...
He,
your daddy would be Mike, or you would be LeBron.
No, he's more like Magic.
Okay, like
I'm
Magic.
Like Mike.
And you like
Magic.
Magic
is more of a... Magic is with that good
facilitator.
No, facilitator that.
Keep everybody happy.
Hold everybody to Mike.
Like
keep everybody
yeah,
happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike
yeah.
is that cutthroat competitor. I need to get it. We're going to win regardless. We're going to make this happen. I'm going to get this game.
Why do you stay in that business?
I think I got because my grandfather, man.
His grandfather?
My grandfather built something for, I look at it like he said, his children's children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My grandfather built that for
wow,
me.
Sure did, yeah.
He built that for me and for my kids.
Right.
And I don't want, my grandfather, I will not disappoint my grandfather. I'm not going to let my grandfather's legacy, my grandfather's name, just go in the dump like that.
So, look at the game plan. That little, them babies. Your grandfather. See how you speaking?
Mm-hmm.
And you do want to make your dad proud, and you want to make me your spiritual dad proud. Look at the game plan.
What you started for right here,
you got it in your heart. You know that. You supposed you got it. It's in your heart. It's in your spirit.
Yeah. Same place I've been starting since I've been doing it, man. Trying to just.
What about like I was saying,
man.
Getting a pop, picking another entrepreneur's brain. The Holy Spirit told me to give you three entrepreneurs. He's one of them. I want you to call these guys, pick their brains, and get something out of it to incorporate into your game plan. Take the market to the next level.
Yeah,
but if you're just an employee, if you think you're just an employee, how can anyone help you?
They don't know that. I just told y'all.
You just told everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't think that. I know your dad does not call you an employee.
No,
right.
I don't really have conversations like that, but that's
right,
what I tell him.
I know.
He's feeling like when we talk, that's like how I tell him. Yeah, hey, Massa.
Yeah.
Hey, boss. I'm like, oh, what day, boss?
Charlie probably needs to call us and just like, boy, go about your business.
Go on about your business, huh?
Carlos, get out of here.
All right, let's talk to the apostle. He's an entrepreneur. I really believe this. Apostle James is one of the
yeah.
most anointed entrepreneurs. I know I'm not just saying it to blow you up, apostle. I really mean that because I'm a watchful man. I watch you. I see, like, your business, your ventures. You have your hand in a lot. You remind me of a Donald Trump-type entrepreneur. Give Los, and I know the young brothers, they're excited.
Hey,
give him some good, solid, found information.
Somebody just texted me and said our broadcast is not being viewed in English.
It's not being viewed in English. Uh-oh. Come on. For real.
They said this is not in English.
I've been getting callers and hitting me up to everybody in English. It's not in English.
Yeah,
I don't know. Y'all talking about grammar?
Yeah.
How was I doing?
Carlos, you talking Japanese.
So
that's cool, too.
Apostle Larry James is going to spit some knowledge for all you young entrepreneurs out there. He's about to spit some knowledge into Carlos' spirit.
Well, one of the things first, and you said it, and we all know it, putting God first.
Right.
It's not that Larry James knows so much. It's that I know how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to listen and observe. And one of the things that God always has done for me is when I wanted to do a business or a venture,
mm-hmm.
the Word of God says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him.
Yeah, that's my Proverbs.
And He will direct your path.
I got saved on that.
I believe that.
I do too.
I truly believe that.
I believe that. I got saved on that.
And so when I go in to do something, I acknowledge God first. And what does that mean?
Right.
I acknowledge God.
Okay.
Period. I said, Father God, what should I do? Or how should I do this? Or should I seek after this?
That's right.
And He gives me...
Let's burn.
He gives me the plan or the idea.
That's right.
That's what I would tell any entrepreneur with no money even.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge God first.
Keep Him first.
Now, here's what
right.
what will happen. He'll tell you what God is not secretive. He
right.
will tell you what to do.
That's right. I believe that.
Will you do it?
Right. Always.
Will you do it?
Close to do it.
And sometimes it may sound God, that don't make sense.
Right.
You know, because it'd be
right.
Something that you don't think
man,
that.
I had them moments in some of the most weirdest places.
Mm-hmm.
I had them moments on the field when I know what my assignment is.
Right.
But I just got something that said go.
Go.
And I know what it was, and guess what happened? I went.
Got a touchdown.
Like you're trying to portray, but
No, I go to him first off.
Oh, yeah, you
before,
keep
I talk, before I say anything to man,
you go
I
to
always go to him first. And like he said, forgive them because they know not what they do.
Come on,
woo.
Come on.
They know not what they do.
Come on,
what they do to me.
Oh, so
guess what he's
going
to do for me.
That's right. He
what you didn't help me do.
That's right. And what you mean for evil, God meant for my good.
Yeah.
You know
I'm in the like, man, I'm in the devil's business, man. I don't care what nobody says, man. I'm in the devil's business, man. But I walk by faith every day. I got a protective shield over me every day. I look at it, the Lord got a protective shield over me every day. I go into that dangerous spot.
That's
I look at it just like
that's
that.
True, I believe that. You come with
spot.
Blood.
You know what I'm saying? Before I even walk through my door, bam, I do my door just like this.
Yeah.
I cover myself.
That's right.
And I say, Lord, bless me today, please.
Yeah.
Every day for the past 4 years.
Wow.
Every day. I done this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might have my little whatever people
talking,
but I'm leaving out there every night.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because what the Holy Spirit is telling me
is that
He has been protecting you every
day.
Yes,
He has. Mm-hmm.
And some of the knuckleheads that would have come in there
ain't coming in there
because of what you
right.
asked God to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there hasn't been no murders in there.
No,
hasn't been no shooting.
Come on, man, never.
You know, so God is doing His job. The frustration is right now is that it's not profitable financially to
right.
you, but it's profitable to your physical existence.
Come on.
To you.
It's a blind.
Right. And you just have to think about something. You have to, like I said, if you ask God
right.
what it is He wants you to do,
He'll tell you.
And you have to deal with that.
You're saying that.
Right.
That's what happened to me Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, it's true. Yeah.
That's what happened to me Sunday.
But you asked.
I just let go. I just told him, you know, I ain't been fighting you.
Right.
But I've been trying to do it on my own.
Right.
But you, like you said, he just slapped me down. But now.
I just want to take care of my family. I want to make sure everybody has fun. I don't need a vacation. That's a bonus. I want to make sure my family is cool and be healthy. Everybody, I want to make sure we trying to get to church.
So we can employ our fellow Christian.
Right.
I'm trying to get the bar where I can employ my family.
That's right.
You don't need no. You need a job. Man. Come on.
I got you. Right.
I got you. We gonna do this
right.
together. We gonna make all this down together. This gonna be our spot. This is a family establishment. It's gonna be made a family business.
That's
we gonna
right.
hold it down together.
You really wanna do that? I wanna make this the family.
Mm-hmm. Family. That's the whole thing. Larkin is a big family. You know, it's a family.
I want to make
everybody happy. I want to make everybody comfortable. I just want to make everybody just feel. Yeah.
So Apostle Test, he don't read that he faint not.
Right.
With the Holy Spirit.
But he still has to do what God's telling him to do.
Yes.
With the business or with his life?
With his life.
And honestly,
because seek first the kingdom.
Has it got something to do with his calling?
It's like I was put at a crossroad because I was right there where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
And then when I asked him, what do he want me to do?
Mm-hmm.
He showed me another vision.
Ooh.
He showed me another vision, and the vision he showed me was so cold.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the Larkin.
Right.
It was something that I feel like the way he showed me, and then I started looking this stuff up. It was something that I can help to make the Larkin go.
Right. To make it go. Maybe you talk about that goal.
I can get the sack. I can get what I seen.
Right.
It's something that I'm like, ooh, I can be perfect with that. That's something that I would love to do.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, and it's like I have to put more time and effort to that. But it's like, if it was more than 24 hours a day, I would be A-OK.
be good.
Give me 28.
It was
31
hours.
It
was 31. Another 7 hours. 31.
I don't sleep.
Caught me out of stupor with that one.
Nah, I'm gonna ask you a question. is that God is telling you to do something else for him first.
Yes, that's, there you go. Okay. And then I'll do this.
I'm going to tell you with me.
Okay.
He told me, if you can handle 1, 2, 3, 4,
right.
Mm-hmm.
If you can handle these 5,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you rule over all.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he told me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I start handling 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And
now you know how my position in the church.
Exactly.
Right.
Everything. So God might be telling you that, and you're hearing him, but you're not understanding what he's telling you.
Because he showed you what to do. He said that.
Yeah.
He showed you.
I got a lot to do with it, too.
I got a lot to do with it, too.
He's telling you, this is what I want you to do for me first.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, after you do this for me first, I'll blow you up.
And that's Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom, right? And then all these things I'll add to you.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the frustration that you're going through, you shouldn't be going through, and the frustration that you're going through, you just need to be a better steward.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. That's
all. Well, you just need to be a better steward.
Yeah.
You know, and I talk to myself because I run the same problem. Lights, gas, rent, that shouldn't be an issue.
Right. That's true.
You know,
that's
be
true.
But I like to spend money.
Yeah.
And be like,
oh, you make it because he's going to pay a staple tie.
Right, exactly.
I'll make some tie.
Yeah,
right.
He pays the bills.
But we just have to be better stewards.
And you know, the part that's what God has been showing me lately. I'm not going to lie to you. And I sat back and watched my show. Man, I'm going to be 35 years old come Friday. Party at the market. Come check me out.
Because you said that about the food bank. You said, Pastor, I'll just put it in. Bishop, I'll do the money.
And that's because God, I asked God, what can I do more to get to the next level to be successful?
Right.
Because I got a big heart, I do this and this next.
Wait, can we ask God that? Lowe's, can we say, God, what do I have to do to be successful in my business? What do I got to do for you to go to the next level? Can we ask God that?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
You need to work with God.
You do that.
I did. You know what he told me? He told me give.
See?
I woke up mad like he was an NIGG on the street. What you mean give? You know what I give?
Yeah.
You know? But I had to calm down and realize.
But see,
maybe I'm not giving
enough.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
They're committed. The congregation is committed.
And you know what, You just answered another part of my prayer. I asked God, because when he told me that, I said, give what? What do you want me to give?
More
church, more my family, more commitment. And I'm going to tell you, you just actually confirmed some of my time, and this time I'm going to give my commitment and more time, because the last week, everybody knows, I've been doing my due rest, getting things in order for the church. And God made it real smooth. It was a smooth transaction.
There
it is. You see what I'm saying? So that was just confirmation of what it is. I got to give more of my time to the church. I was already giving a lot, but I guess I got to do a lot more.
And
then we do that real talk.
And there's one thing that I learned to help become a better steward,
mm-hmm.
is when I give first to God.
Right.
You know, if I got to write out the check first,
mm-hmm.
some sort of act of faith,
mm-hmm. first,
mm-hmm. you know, that he was first.
Right.
Not my cell phone bill, not my wife, not my mortgage, not my cigarettes, right.
Okay,
I'm gonna write this $100 check out to God
first. Okay.
First.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's done, Lord. You see it, it's there. So Sunday when I'm in church, you know it's a done deal.
Right.
And that's just a better way of helping you be a better steward.
Right.
I'm talking to myself because I'm learning better to be a better steward.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't like being broke. I don't like it.
Man, can I ask you a question about
that?
They say give 10% to the church.
Right.
Okay, so whatever you bring in, or say you're in a business.
Uh-huh.
You bring in $1,000.
If you bring in $1,000,
uh-huh.
could that hinder you by not giving your 10% to the church?
You know what?
Mm.
And I'm with you on
good.
That. See, I don't play games
that's
with God.
Good.
I mean, like you said, if my business brings $1,000, I don't think about nothing.
Yeah.
Right on $100.
You know what?
Things is not prospering
because of the
tithe.
That's right.
That you're not giving God what he asked for.
Uncle Bernard, I can't say that because even if I make my payroll, and if I did the job of $6,000,
right?
after payroll expenses, whatever.
No, wait.
God gets $600.
Yeah, you do that.
The job is for $6,000. Mm-hmm. I don't pay apostle. I don't pay the bishop. I don't pay you. I don't pay those entire with the company. Right. I don't do that.
Right.
I do the $6,000. He goes $600. I mean, I'm sorry.
Right.
Here goes $600.
You see, the tithe ain't just because we're giving money. We've been studying. Remember, the tithe shows our obedience.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're not coming and trusting God.
Yeah.
We always think it's about
right.
money, and we talk about
right.
that.
It's not about
money.
Money.
And let's put that on my heart.
Right.
Like,
right.
God don't
yeah.
need
your
money.
Where your heart
at. You know where your heart at.
Right.
All of us in this room, I know we are men of God that have a heart.
Exactly.
We get $1,000, I'm giving God
$100.
If I go sleep somewhere, I make $1,000, I'm giving God
$100.
Right.
Right. $10 more because I'm feeling guilty about feeling like
right.
I think I was scared about some money.
Well, I'm
going to
sow a seed, like you said, you
yeah.
and seed. So.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be at the point where you got that $1,000, you got the $100, and you say, shoot, I need another $100,
yeah.
$1,000
right.
coming
yeah.
next week.
Right.
I'm going to give you $200,
right. $800. Right.
You're
going to dance
for me. You're going to do it. Always do it.
That's that scripture that gives you good measure, person
down, shaking together, and running over. This has been a great show.
Wow.
They want to say anything, if we can even bring him in. Hey, caller ending in 0847. Go ahead.
We want to give a shout out to True Light Church.
That sounds like,
who is that?
Sandy.
Mr. Jan, God bless you. We love you.
First anniversary.
Yeah.
Yes, we have that up here.
We're on tip for anticipation of Minister Marcus. You
amen.
Guys
are
amazing. Given, God's gonna bless you first, the kingdom of
yes.
heaven, and all Christ, and all
heaven.
These things
right.
will be
right.
added unto you.
Yes, it is. Amen. We love you. Thank you.
Love you. Okay, caller ending in 5120. Thank you for being so patient. Let's see if we can bring you on 5120.
Hey, it's Deacon Quinn here. Loving the show.
Deacon Quinn. What you think about entrepreneurship for these young entrepreneurs?
Right. What? Can you say that again? Repeat that? Sorry.
I said, what do you think about entrepreneurship? Our show was dedicated to entrepreneurship. Deacon Juwan, Minister Loesch, you know they're entrepreneurs. What do you think about these young entrepreneurs?
Oh, I think it's great. A lot of black males need to be out here trying to do something positive in the community and also just trying to build some money, period.
Right, period.
A lot of people are going to try to bring you down when you're trying to start a business. Because,
that's what Glossel
is
saying.
Just as human beings, we tend to bring each other down. You know, back in the biblical days, you know, Jesus was always trying to bring him down. So it's like a culture that happens with
right.
everyone. You know, you just
right.
gotta know how to battle the demons out there that try to bring
battle
down.
Those demons. That's
and,
right, Los. Battling those
and,
demons.
And,
that's right.
And everybody's gonna have those demons. You have those demons come in that bar
yeah.
every day. You gotta know
yeah,
how
yeah.
to
yeah.
how
yeah.
to
yeah.
people
yeah.
about
that's
the
a good word.
Day,
that's right.
You know?
That's right.
And,
yeah, that's right.
And look at the brighter sight. The brighter side of the situation that you have
right.
going on, because somebody is always looking to bring you down, and someone is always
yeah.
looking to be
brought up. That's real talk. That's real talk, Q. That's real talk. Deacon Q, that's real talk. That encouragement, man. That's why he said he stayed prayed up. That's $100,000. Deacon Q, love you, man. God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Sports Talk Radio 1000 this Thursday, 2 p.m. on the light. All right, baby.
Yeah, y'all ain't gonna know about me missing no more. Trust me.
That's
y'all,
right.
Y'all searching hip hop
back.
Yeah.
My main man, Loesch, Ohio Live. Hit him up on Instagram.
Loesch_Aiken.
Hit him up. Juwan's on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter.